KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies, 30 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 59. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. The Shelby City Council has suspended all but one member of the Shelby Volunteer Fire Department because of a dispute over fundraiser proceeds. The Daily Nonpareil reports Fire Chief Eric Wendt said he was the only member of the 12-person department who was not suspended Monday. Without any active firefighters, the city will rely on Minden and Avoca to respond to emergencies by way of a mutual aid agreement. Wendt said the dismissal stemmed from a disagreement over a separate bank account that the department uses to hold its fundraiser money. Wendt says the council thinks they control their pancake money, and a dispute over whether monies generated from pancake feeds and similar events should be labeled as public funds or fire department funds. Wendt said he does not know why he was suspended. Shelby City Attorney Clint Fichter has said that multiple issues led to the suspensions. Asked if separate funds were an issue, Fisher said that state code requires fire departments to be subject to the same regulations as the rest of the city. All monies, including those raised by fundraising, are public funds, he said, and subject to the same rules as tax money. Fichter said in the last 2 years, audit notes were made to make sure the money was accounted for. He said the separate account held about $40,000. The city is accepting applications to restaff the fire department as quickly as possible. Fichter said all suspended members were notified that they could reapply under a stipulation that they would follow council directives and state code. Robert Hall, a volunteer firefighter for 7 years, said he received an email that said insubordination was the reason for the suspensions. Asked about the email, Fichter said he could not comment for legal reasons. The firefighters have obtained legal counsel, Hall said, and hope to return to their duties as soon as possible. A plan by two Pottawatomie County men to sell items on a social media page backfired Tuesday night when the men were assaulted and robbed. Council Bluffs Police Lieutenant Mark Galvin said in a press release that 20-year-old Ronald Kluchter and 18-year-old Scott Evans, both of Council Bluffs, had advertised items for sale on a local buy and sell Facebook page. A person contacted the men and a date, time, and location was set up to meet them and purchase the advertised items. At around 11 p.m. Tuesday, Kluchter and Evans arrived at the location in the 100 block of 4th Avenue in Council Bluffs and were approached by four people, two black males, an Hispanic male, and an unknown male subject. The men assaulted Kluchter and Evans with a club and robbed them of several items. The victims, who suffered minor injuries, were able to get in their car and drive away. As they left, they reported hearing a gunshot. The black male suspects were described as being between 19 and 24 years of age. No other details about the suspects is available. If you have any information about the robbery, contact the Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division at 712-328-4728. An investigation into the theft of nearly $10,000 worth of cattle from a farm near Lewis has resulted in the arrest of a Nebraska man and arrest warrants issued for two other Nebraskans. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports 57-year-old Irvin John Jacob of Omaha was arrested January 22nd following the execution of a search warrant in Omaha. Jacob was arrested on three Class D felony counts of theft in the second degree and a Class D felony charge of ongoing criminal conduct for his involvement in three incidents of cattle theft. Cass County District Court has also issued warrants for 49-year-old James Michael Brunzo of Omaha for two counts of theft for his complicity in the thefts that took place May 28th and June 9th, and for 42-year-old Amy Louise Springer of Omaha, who faces one count of theft in the second degree for her complicity in the theft that took place this past January 6th. Cass County Sheriff Darby McLaren says they know where Brunzo is but are not sure about the location of the female suspect. McLaren says the trio are suspected of similar thefts in Nebraska.
In Cumming County, Nebraska, was having similar thefts as we were. Once we got in connection with each other, you know, it seemed to flow very well. They had some information that we found valuable, and we had some information that they found valuable. These people are under investigation up there also, and I would not be surprised if there were charges coming from up there also.
The investigation into the trio's activities began on May the 28th of last year when the Cass County Sheriff's Office took a report of the overnight theft of two cattle from Friend Brothers Farm in Lewis. On June the 9th of 2014, the Sheriff's Office took another report of theft of four cattle from the same farm. And on January 6th of this year, Friend Brothers Farms reported the theft of two more cattle having taken place overnight. The cattle ended up being sold by the suspects on January 16th. Cass County Sheriff's Office conducted a search warrant in Omaha with the assistance of the Omaha Police Department and Cumming County, Nebraska Sheriff's Office. McLaren says the case was solved thanks to the cooperation of law enforcement agencies in Nebraska and Iowa, but was ultimately made possible by tips from observant citizens and businesses.
The Messina Sale Barn was huge in giving me some leads. The public called with, you know, a description of the suspect vehicle and what they were driving, what time they were driving, what direction they were driving. The Rolling Hills Bank, they had video of important information of someone cashing the check. Everybody helped in helping us get the culprits.
In the funeral announcements, Martha Lauer, age 76, of the Hill of Zion area, died Saturday in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Martha Lauer will be today at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Phyllis Priestley, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Memorial services for Phyllis Priestley will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Cheryl Wotan, age 64, of Council Bluffs, has died. Funeral services for Cheryl Wotan will be today at 11:30 at the Reek and Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. John Trent, age 80, of Menlo, died Monday. A visitation tribute for John Trent will be held on Thursday from 10 until 11 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home, Stewart Chapel. Lafayette Eichelberger, age 90, of Avoca, died Sunday in Harlan. A memorial service for Lafayette Eichelberger will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the United Church of Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Wilma Douglas, age 76, of Atlantic and formerly of Cumberland, died Thursday. Memorial services for Wilma Douglas will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Vernon Nielsen, age 89, of Avoca, died Tuesday in Omaha. Graveside services for Vernon Nielsen will be held this spring at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.